Jim Walsh. Representative Walsh, Chairman Walsh, thank you for jumping on because you were an important part of Initiative 2066 passing. You were a sponsor, were you not?
I didn't write it, Phil,
but I definitely
supported it.
Okay.
And it was based in part on some work I had done to try to protect natural gas.
And Let's Go Washington was kind of the other group that was pushing the whole effort to try and get Initiative 2066 signatures and then ultimately to encourage voters to vote for it, which it did, and it passed. So on Friday, King County Superior Court Judge Sandra Woodland ended up invalidating this. And
that's correct.
Yeah. So what's so confounding is that it seems to come down on technicality, that this is basically being couched as violating the single subject rule.
Correct. Correct. This Seattle left-wing judge put this ruling out on Friday, and I can't say it's a surprise, but there are some major problems with her opinion and her statements about Initiative 2066. So 2066 protects the choice of putting natural gas in new homes and new business buildings, and basically keeps natural gas available as an option for people in Washington State. There are people on the environmental left who want to get rid of natural gas, ban it, mm-hmm. make it
illegal. It's a fossil fuel. It's bad. Full stop, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
And which is really weird because a few years ago, these same groups were defending natural gas as a clean energy option. Mm-hmm. So Their priorities kind of shift with the wind, but they don't like natural gas. 2066 says, no, you can have natural gas in new buildings. We're not going to restrict it. And this Seattle left-wing judge put out this opinion on Friday saying that the initiative violates the state's single subject rule. Now, this is implied, the single subject rule is implied by the Constitution, although not said explicitly, and then it's been made more explicit in other levels of law in the state. And it's a long tradition. Initiatives have to deal with one issue at a time. You can't do multiple things with an initiative. And so she's using that argument, saying that 2066 did too much, that it didn't just protect natural gas. It changed the building codes and it did other things. And the defenders of 2066 say, well, yeah, all that stuff is part of defending natural gas. The single subject is keep natural gas available for homes and businesses. And the opinion that she offered on Friday is really based almost word for word on a letter that a group called the Pacifica Law Group, which is a left-wing activist law firm in Seattle, had sent to the state attorney general right after Initiative 2066 passed last fall.
Okay.
And that's kind of surprising because, I mean, usually they'll change up some of the lingo language a little bit, a judge, to seem independent. But this woman just really almost verbatim repeated what this Pacifica Law Group said in its letter that was the first step in challenging the initiative. And the other thing that was troubling, Phil, is Jay Inslee was in the courtroom on Friday.
Right.
And he, of course, is a big radical greeny guy. Yeah, you know, he thinks it's his great legacy.
He was the one that wanted to get rid of natural gas.
Correct.
Yeah.
Well, how did he know that the opinion was going to go in his favor ahead of time to be there?
Yeah, it does make you wonder, right?
This lady judge, and then it's come out after a couple of groups have looked into public records through the Public Disclosure Commission here in Washington at this lady judge's political contributions.
Yeah, I have that list in front of me. Let me share a little bit with the group Doge Washington and Brandy Cruz, podcast host Brandy Cruz, have reposted this list of donations made by Sandra Woodlin. W-I-D-L-A-N is the last name, ranging from 2012 to 2024. And the donation amounts are anywhere from, $43 is the lowest one, up to $700 is one of the highest ones. So these are $100 here, $125 there, $250 there. Let me give you some of the names of candidates that this King County judge that made this ruling on Initiative 26 has donated to. Bob Ferguson, James Dow Constantine, that would be the King County executive. Pramila Jayapal, that would be the U.S. Congresswoman from Seattle. Lorena Gonzalez, a council member, tried to run for Seattle mayor. Jay Inslee is someone that she contributed to in 2016. Jenny Durkin, who is a former Seattle mayor. Patty Kutterer, who is Patty Kutterer a state senator or a state rep from Mercer Island?
She was a state senator. She's now the state's insurance commissioner.
That's right. That's right. But that was in 2017. Patty Kutterer gotten a donation from the judge. Monka Dingra, state senator from Redmond. A couple more for Dow Constantine in 2017. Another one for Lorena Gonzalez in 2021. So those are some of the names that I think our regular KVI listeners would know. But there are a handful of others to candidates that have a much lower profile. So I will ask you this question, talking to State Rep Jim Walsh. He's the State Republican Party chair. We end up with a judge that has given contributions to Jay Inslee, who was basically the godfather of this ban on natural gas in this state that Initiative 2066 sought to overturn, and the voters did overturn it. When is it necessary for a judge to recuse oneself from a case after giving political campaign contributions? And I'll add that Dow Constantine, who this judge has apparently given donations to, King County executive, King County joined this lawsuit, so did the city of Seattle.
Yeah, Dow Constantine in his capacity as executive at King County was a party in the lawsuit to overturn the initiative and ban natural gas. It's definitely a bad optic, Phil.
Sure is. That's the best case scenario.
I would have recused myself. Yeah,
right?
Truly.
Yeah.
And the idea of, now this is not law. Most of the rules around recusal aren't law.
Right.
They're the ethics rules for lawyers and judges. So she didn't break the law. You can't say that. But the spirit of the ethics rules is to avoid the appearance of a conflict of interest, avoid the appearance of impropriety, so as not to weaken the people's trust in the court system. And that's a good thing. Okay, fine. Strictly speaking, what this lady judge is likely to say is, well, I stopped making those contributions just very recently.
Well, the latest one attributed on this list that podcast host Brandi Crews had posted, 2024. Now, it's not to one of the people directly involved in the lawsuit at this hour, but, you know, the more recent one is 2017 for Dow Constantine. So,
correct. Yeah. Well, I'm sure her answer will be, well, just recently I stopped doing that. So there was no conflict of interest. Now, again, if the spirit of the ethics rules is to avoid the appearance of conflict, then she should have recused herself.
Jim Walsh,
and the fact that
go ahead and finish the thought, then I got a question. Go ahead.
And the fact that Jay Inslee was sitting there with his dopey grin on his face in the courtroom
last Friday,
while this lady judge parroted the Pacifica Law Group's words, makes the whole thing stink. It doesn't pass the smell test at all.
Yeah. So Jim Walsh, good that you're here. It's Mark Christopher, part of the Carlson crew, customer of natural gas for years and years and years and years, and chiming in with some of the listeners who've shared some notes this morning. Some listeners saying, you know, I haven't voted in years. I vote on this thing, and now it's just like, why do I even vote ever again? Should we be worried as gas customers? I mean, this is kind of a rare thing. I've never heard of anything of it, and some of our listeners are like, this is kind of a strange thing. How do you keep it positive for us on this?
Well, there's going to be an instant appeal of this lady judge's opinion to the state Supreme Court, and that's almost standard in these things. So let's not overreact. This is one judge's opinion, and there's a lot of bad optics around it that the judges on the higher levels of the court system are probably going to be aware of. Even if she didn't recuse herself, the calls that she should have are going to taint her opinion. And the appeals court, and in this case, it's going directly to the state Supreme Court. So the judges there are going to have to be aware of all that was going on in the lower court.
And Representative Walsh, I was going to say, I want to kind of get to that heart of that issue. The Building Industry Association of Washington is going to appeal this King County Judges Court ruling. And like you just indicated, this goes to the state Supreme Court. The way, and this is the way that the King County judge has indicated the initiative 2066 is unconstitutional, and it was framed as the way the initiative was written runs afoul of the state constitution. So if this goes to the state Supreme Court, what does that mean at the state Supreme Court when the state Supreme Court itself ruled that a capital gains income tax, despite the prohibition in our state constitution that says there are no state income taxes in this state, they ignored that, and they kind of made up their ruling despite that prohibition in the state constitution. What does that make you expect, or what does that make you think might happen at the state Supreme Court for Initiative 2066?
Well, I'm going to remain open-minded about it, though. I mean, I think we need to give them the chance to really do the right thing and see that the lower court judge's opinion is tainted, mm-hmm. and that her argument based on this Pacifica Law Group's letter about 2066 doing too many things is wrong, and that while it does several things in the law, it all the things it does are wrapped around the single subject of protecting natural gas in new homes and businesses. So you can play these games a number of ways, you can parse the words a number of ways, but I think that this lower court ruling is weak enough, and the circumstances with Grin and Jay sitting in the courtroom are frankly dodgy enough that the judges on the state Supreme Court are really going to be hesitant to look like they're rubber stamping a bad decision.
Well,
let's see what they say.
Yeah, I appreciate that optimism. And, you know, I mean, the other part of this just kind of basically getting thrown out on a technicality comes down to something you were sort of just referencing, that spirit of the law versus the letter of the law. And that, I think, is what's so agonizing for people that are trying to push back on the majority Democrats that pushed too far in the first place in this system of checks and balances with the legislature and the initiative process.
The initiative process is an essential part of our democracy. And we hear the environmental left screaming all the time about our democracy. Yet we have one of the clearest, strongest tools of democratic voice in our republic in the initiative process. And the environmental left doesn't give a fig about that. In fact, they don't want it. They were talking about getting rid of initiatives if they could. So we know that the environmental radicals don't want the initiative process to exist.
Yeah,
who've actually read the Constitution will defend the initiative process, and we will go down swinging on this. But I don't think we're going to go down, Phil.
Yep.
I think the people will defend the initiative process.
Well, yeah, and maybe an outsized amount of public reaction about the questionable ruling by this King County Superior Court judge. Maybe that will build up enough public pressure, enough profile that Supreme Court justices on the state Supreme Court will give this the due scrutiny it deserves and basically uphold democracy and not go down this path of throwing it out on a technicality.
Agreed. Let's give them the chance to do the right thing. And if they don't, then there will be a strong response from the people of Washington.
Yeah, and this is maybe the other time to remind everybody that this is why it's so important to participate and do everything you can to help out in all the other ordinary election issues so that we get a better balance of power down in the state legislature so that Democrats don't have uniparty control of the legislature and the governor's office and pass ludicrous bans like this natural gas ban that got passed in the first place that led to Initiative 2066.
That's correct.
All right.
We need more rational, common sense people at all levels of government, including in Olympia.
And the people show it by signing up to support Initiative 2066, getting on the ballot and getting it passed. And now we just kind of got to do that in the bigger application of all the elections that I was just referencing. State Representative Jim Walsh, he's the state Republican Party chair as well. Jim, thank you very much for your time this morning and reacting to Initiative 2066 being struck down by this King County judge last Friday.
This issue's just starting, Phil.
You're absolutely right. It absolutely is just starting, and I'm sure we will have you back in the very near future when John Carlson gets back on the air starting tomorrow.